Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast. And this week I want to talk about some of the stuff I've been doing with a new baby over the last couple of weeks and how it struck me that that applies to so many different things in our life. And what I was doing or what I've been doing, I feel like every day, maybe every minute of every day and sometimes twice in a minute, I think, is just kind of bopping around, dancing, jiggling the baby, taking steps here and there, walking in circles up and down, moving around all the time. And it started making me think a little bit of the old goofy dance from childhood, the hokey pokey, right? You put your right foot in, your right foot out. And that's basically how I feel like my life has gone over the last couple of weeks, is every day is a constant hokey pokey. And you never are exactly sure which move is going to be the one that makes the baby content and happy for a little while. You're never exactly sure what you're going to be doing next. And all of it is kind of nonsense a little bit, and it doesn't really get you anywhere. And as I'm doing all of this and as I'm thinking about it, something came to mind that I heard, and that is not to confuse movement with progress. And as I'm walking in circles, bebopping around, kind of probably looking a little bit foolish, I started to think, well, this is a lot of movement, but I'm not really getting anywhere when I do this. And that's where I want to start from today, is how to know when it's time just to move compared to when it's time to move forward. And that's something that it can be really easy to get stuck in either place where I've been in the place where I feel like I don't know what to do, and the idea of moving forward sounds impossible. It just seems like it can't happen. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what to do. I don't know which direction to point in to lift my feet up and start moving forward. I don't know which direction to focus my energy and attention to move in that direction. And all that I do is I sit and I freeze. And when you freeze, you're not doing anything and you're not getting any better. And all that you're doing is leaving yourself exactly where you are with no chance of getting anywhere else because you're not doing anything about it. And in that situation, the answer might be it's time to just move. You don't need to have a great plan. You don't need to have MapQuest or Google Maps or Waze or whatever, or an atlas, or depending on how you grew up learning how to navigate. You don't have to have that all laid out in front of you and have a plan marked out and ready to go. You just need to start doing something. And that is a great start when you're not doing anything, when you're completely idle, when you're not moving forward, you're not making any progress. Just getting started is a great step. It can be such a critical moment to drive yourself forward and to find that next step and to just start experiencing different things and getting that movement and life back into your body and mind and soul. And that is a great thing to get going. But it's also the next place where I found myself is where I'm bebopping around, right? I'm moving, right? I'm a little bit side to side. My arms are moving, my foot in, foot out, right? I'm doing all of these things. And hey, that's great to get you off your butt, but it's not going to get you to the place that you want to be. It's supposed to get you up and looking around and believing and feeling like you can get moving. The idea is that it gets you started so that you know which way to look and how to look there. And you start experiencing different things and believing in things and starting to learn new information and experience things in a new way so that you can start making that forward progress. You can start moving in a meaningful and purposeful direction and not just sitting around anymore. Now you need to go from where you're just kind of moving around and not getting anywhere. Now you need to start making progress. And those are places that are both so easy to get trapped in because they're comfortable and they're fun and they're easy, right? When you're sitting around and you're not doing anything, you're not making any progress, and you're just kind of lounging in where you're at and what you're doing, hey, that feels great, right? Sometimes it feels great to throw your feet up and lay back in a big comfy couch and close your eyes for a while and say, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm always going to be. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to stay here because it doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I say. I don't know where I'm going to go. So here I sit. Right? That feels good, right? It's sort of self-justifying and you feel like everything's going to just pass by anyway. So what difference does it make? I'm just going to sit here and watch it go by. I'll at least be comfortable. There's no reason in stressing out or worrying about it. I'm just going to stay here, right? That's a place that I know that I've been, that I know that I've felt and found myself before. And it's not going to get you anywhere. It just keeps you convinced that what you're doing now is what you should be doing in the future, and that just isn't true. And the same thing is true with the next step, right? You start moving. You start getting a little bit of the cobwebs off, right? You get a little bit of blood flow back in your feet. You start dancing around a little bit. You get that movement going in your life. You start looking into different things, and you start exploring different things, and you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this thing or that thing. And you start saying, oh, maybe I'll read a little bit about writing a book, or maybe I'll start thinking hard about what I want to do next and where I want to go to school. And, or you start saying, oh, well, maybe I'll start scrolling through job postings and see if my next job is available somewhere out there so that I can maybe think about applying for it, right? And you start doing all of these things. Oh, I'll update my resume a little bit. I'll spend a few minutes doing that. Or you start taking these tiny little movements and you're just kind of wiggling yourself. Hey, that's great, right? Compared to sitting around and doing nothing, that's a great step. It's a great way to get started. But then it starts to feel good, right? Hey, I'm making progress. I'm still not sweating about this, right? I'm still not uncomfortable and moving too hard and taking too big of steps. I'm still in a place that feels pretty good. A little bit of side to side, a little bit of sway. You start to feel a little bit of music. Maybe you start maybe smiling a little bit. You start enjoying what's going on a little bit more. You kind of start to stay in that place of movement, but it's not progress because you're not actually doing the thing. How many pages have you written in your book that you're thinking about writing? Or are you just thinking about writing it and maybe jotting some notes down? How many jobs have you applied to get out of this bad, toxic environment and start looking for a new place? How many interviews have you been on? How many people have you met that might be able to help you grow and develop and advance your skill set and your knowledge? How many colleges have you applied to see if they have programs? How many people have you called to see what they might have for financial aid available when it feels like it's impossible? That's what progress looks like. Just looking around and trying to sort out and see what's there, that's a great step if you're not doing anything, but you can't stay there because all that you're doing is you're giving yourself the excuse that it's a new excuse. Instead of telling yourself that I'm never going to make it, so I'll just stay here doing nothing, now you're telling yourself, oh, I'm moving, I'm doing something, now we'll see if things work out. And both things end up leaving you trapped and stuck in a place that isn't where you want to be. It's not where you're trying to get to. And it still is just a thing that's going to hold you back from getting that true progress and true forward momentum and true achievement of the things that you really, really want out of life. So don't confuse movement for progress. Don't get stuck in that place where you're moving around and you're bebopping around and everything feels a little bit good still, and you're looking into things and you're exploring and experimenting things. That isn't gonna get you there. It's a great start from being totally still, but don't confuse movement with progress, and don't get stuck in your couch. Don't get stuck doing the hokey pokey. That's what I've got for you this week. Hope you have a great week. Get out there, turn your movement into progress. Start taking steps forward, right? Walking isn't sexy. It isn't fun. It isn't exciting, but that's the only way that we can get somewhere is if we start taking those steps forward. Stop moving around, right? It's great fun to put an arm in and an arm out and to move around and dance and do those things. That's great fun, but it's not practical and it's not progress and it's not moving you forward. So don't spend your time there. Do the things that might not be as comfortable. Do the things that might not be as fun and start making that progress you want to make in your life. Have a great week.